This episode is brought to you by Airy Living.
It's March, and that means it's time for a spring clean.
I genuinely look forward to this moment every year. I will purposefully set aside a weekend to clear out the house. There's just no feeling like it.
And nothing says spring clean like a new candle. Or is that just me?
100p on the same page. What is the point of clearing out if you can't treat yourself with a new candle afterwards? New season, new scent, I say.
Okay, so if this conversation speaks to your spring clean soul as much as ours, or you're looking for the perfect candle to give you that cozy reading vibe, then you are going to fall head over heels for this month's gorgeous sponsor, Airy Living.
I feel a sense of well-being just by looking at their website. Their aesthetic is so chic, but just wait until you smell their candles.
They have three dreamy collections to choose from. If, like me, you're looking for a candle to light that's going to boost your mood on a Monday morning or fight off the Sunday scaries, then their aromatherapy collection is going to be the one for you.
Or if you're looking to embrace a bit more of Mother Nature, then head to their botanical collection for scents rich and citrusy or velvety and sweet.
What's more is they are a company you can be proud to invest your money with. Produced out of the UK, Airy use 100% vegan wax. Their oils are free from nasty oils and GMOs, and their packaging is plastic free and fully recyclable.
Oh, and let's not forget that they plant a tree with every order. These will make such thoughtful presents for you or for a loved one, and you can use code RECOS25 for 25% off.
Just head to the link in our bio or our Instagram stories to shop. Thank you, Airy Living. Welcome to Book Recos Between the Pages.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're the pals behind Book Recos.
This is the podcast where we chat all things books and just about everything in between.
We are back. We've missed you and we've missed each other. So settle in for a big catch up of the last few weeks.
And we might even squeeze in some book chat.
To do everything. I also wondered if I was going to remember our intro.
That's a good point, actually. Sometimes I do forget after, well, it's been 2 weeks, but
yeah, when I was thinking about it, I was like, oh, what is it that I say? And then luckily
we record the ending now, like sort of canned, because we used to mess that up week on week, so we'd have no hope if we didn't do it for a few weeks.
I don't think we've done it in 2024, so don't ever ask me to do that.
Maybe we should try it at the end of this episode just for fun and see what comes out.
Okay, let's do it. And then that's something for people to hang on for. Don't say we don't treat you guys. Well, I mean, this is actually mad because usually this would be like our March wrap up. So we've got to catch up in March, but also it's now the middle of April.
I know. Where's the year gone? I say this all the time.
You do say this at the beginning of every.
Yeah, I do.
But anyway, you've been away. Tell us all about it. Tell everyone where you've been. Peaks and pits. I want it all.
Peaks and pits. I went to Peru for 2 and a bit weeks. And also shout out to Chloe. She gave me some recos before leaving and I went to them.
Oh, great.
So if she listens to this, thank you. So I went to Peru and we flew into Lima and then got a flight straight to Cusco and did the Salcante Machu Picchu trek for 4 days, which was absolutely amazing. It was both the peak and the pit.
Is that a mountain joke or is it actually your peak and your pit?
It was actually my peak.
Okay. And it was a sort of mountainy joke, so well done to you.
And it was a mountain joke, so I didn't actually realise I'd done that, so thank you. It was amazing. It was 4 days, and like you literally go through every single climate. Like I was in a bikini 1 minute and in a woolly hat, jumper, gloves, and waterproof trousers the next, which was an experience. It was character building, I would say. And because it's so high up, the altitude is so mad. Like we acclimatized in Cusco for 4 days, and I'm so glad we did, because the altitude was just absolutely wild. I think you're like 3,600 feet up in Cusco, and then you go higher. I didn't get sick actually. Like we got there and we were like, let's just take pills. Like, let's not wait to get sick. Let's just take.
Yeah. You are on holiday.
Yeah.
Let's try and have a nice time. Let's take.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't get this sickness, but we just like, it's just like walking up a step was hard. Mm. And then walking up a mountain was just fucking ridiculous, but amazing, really amazing. And then after that, we really, I don't know why, it seemed like a good idea at the time. We finished this hike, like hadn't showered for 4 days, and decided to get an overnight bus to Puno so we can go to Lake Titicaca, which was an experience. I actually slept on the bus. It was quite comfortable.
Is it like a tour bus?
Yeah, but they actually like do fully reclining seats and front seats, so you can fully sleep.
Oh, sweet.
But it was just like maybe not our finest decision, like not the wisest decision, like when you haven't showered in 4 days.
And was it with loads of other people that hadn't showered in 4 days? Oh, fuck.
No. Oh, okay. It was like locals who were like just going to Puno.
Okay.
So I went to Lake Titicaca, which is amazing, like just these floating straw islands. And then we flew to the beaches up north. So we did some days up north and did like beaches. We did some sandboarding and buggy dunes. It was really good fun. But it was one of those holidays where you're like, it was so much fun, but we packed in so much. So I'm now exhausted, but it was for good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those holidays we need a holiday after.
Yeah.
Like skiing. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. How was your March?
Oh, fuck. That was a long time ago.
I know.
It was good. Well, my March started off. I had a big event at work, which I won't bore people by talking about work, but that was a biggie, and it was in the Long Library at Blenheim Palace. I feel like that's linked to books.
That's cool.
And then...
Did you actually... Were the books real in the library?
Yeah, because when I went for a site visit in January... They do an annual clean in January of like the whole palace.
Okay, yeah.
And they create tours out of it. And when I was there, someone was wearing gloves and taking off each individual book one at a time and cleaning it to then put it back.
The patience.
And it's the longest library in, I don't know if it's in, no, it's not in the world. It's like in a manor house / stately home. It's not, so it's really, really niche, but it is very long room, hence long library. And like multiple staff just doing like one bookshelf at a time, and like they have to unlock it to get the book to then get it out, then do this. And I'm just like, what is the point if no one's reading these?
It's a valid question.
Because I'm assuming no one's allowed to read these.
Yeah. That what is the point of a library that's only for show, actually?
Yeah.
They could have just got fake books.
Yeah. And like if I swapped one, would they know?
And they would save a job, save some money, because they wouldn't have to pay people to come clean.
I think they still would, because you don't have dirty books on show. Because it's open to the public. It's not much like a family home. So, there was that. Christ, what else have I done? I'm going to just have a look. It's been very busy. Oh, got back into DIY, which has been fun.
Oh, nice. What have you done?
Well, it got out of hand. We wanted to panel up the stairs and then the landing, and then had some leftover MD, like all the leftover stuff, and we still had the saw. So we were like, let's do the hallway. And now that's escalated into that we're getting a push out magic drawer under the stairs for all the shoes. So it's.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, more expensive than I thought it would be. But now what's done is done.
Invested now.
And it also means that we aren't actually finished that job, because then we'd still have to like paint and sort the end of the stairs. So
that's a good use of space, though.
Yeah. And we already even have a cupboard under the stairs. Like, this is an extra bit.
Is it one of those like push ones where you just like kick it and it opens?
Yes, you wouldn't know there's a drawer there.
Yeah.
And as I was saying to my friend, I was like, all of my other storage in the house is like so gorgeous and organized. Like, why wouldn't I have this? It just doesn't make sense. Also did the gardening. Do you want to hear about my hack?
Yeah.
Okay. So. The reco here is always keep your receipts, because 3 years ago, 2021, we spent a small fortune on plants for the garden.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
We like did up the garden.
Yeah.
And when it snowed in 2022, some of those plants never came back. And so we spent the summer of 2023 being like, right, well, let's like see if we can revive them, see if they come back. They still haven't come back. Then we find the receipt that we kept that has a 5-year warranty.
On so flowers?
Plants, but I assume flowers include as well, like big sort of like bushes and like plants and stuff. Take it back to the garden centre on the weekend because I called them to be like, look, you've got this warranty. I got dead plants. What's the situation? And they were like, you've got to bring them. So we dig up the dead plants, take them. We take back 6 plants. I leave with 8 brand new ones.
Oh my God, that's amazing. What, they just gave you 8 for fun?
Yeah. And we didn't have to pay for any more. Because it was like an old till system and now it was a new till system, they were like, oh, yeah, fine. So the recos.
Oh my God. What a reco.
So yeah, look, I didn't do now any 4-day treks. But I got 2 brand new plants for no cost. So who's really winning?
You. I went to nature. Nature came to you.
Big time. Big time. I also have another recommendation: is an at-home massage.
Oh
yeah,
I've seen these advertised. Is it like Ruby or?
Well, I just found a local person, but yeah, because I was work had been so stressful and like I was just like really stiff and everything. I was like, okay, I need to relax. Someone was like, why don't you go and have a massage? I was looking at it and I was like, sorry, why don't I not even leave my fucking house? Lovely lady comes to me. It was great.
And was it good? Like, did she bring her own table so you can get one of those face?
Brings her own table. You just supply the towels.
Oh.
And God. I actually put on a playlist, but she was like, oh. And she had actually got her own speakers to her own playlist. So, yeah, ideal. And then you have to, like, drive home afterwards. You can just stay relaxed.
Yeah, you can just be chill.
Yeah. So that's another recommendation.
Get in a car or get on a train. Yeah. And also when you're really oily after and then you have to get dressed again.
Yeah.
Just want to stay in
your oily filth. Yeah.
I was going to say filth, but I was like, it's maybe not the vibe.
Well, I was going to go for a run and then wash my hair. And I was like, hang on, I know what's going to happen here. And I've been burnt by this before having a massage. Is that like, I'll go to a spa, wash my hair, and then they put their oily hands in your hair to give you a head massage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it. So you didn't do that.
Good idea.
What else have I done? I did a pasta making course. That was very fun.
That's fun.
Gosh. No, it's just flown.
It has flown.
Had a barbecue that ended up being not a barbecue because the weather wasn't going to be good. And then it was sunny in the end after all. Classic.
So did you do the barbecue?
No. Yeah,
I can't wait for barbecue season. Not that I have a garden, but you know,
but you can go to other people's barbecues.
Yeah, exactly.
Although there is genuinely one of my like top 10 worst things in the world, which obviously that's quite dramatic because there's a lot of awful things in the world, but is going to a barbecue and then they're only just firing up the barbecue when you arrive
and it takes like 3 hours. Yeah,
it's the worst. If I'm coming to a barbecue, it needs to already be fired up and ideally already a sausage ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in agreement there.
Yeah, this big, strong belief.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's my top 10 worst things in the world, but it's a pain point for
me, who is hungry every minute of the day. It really is in the top 10 for me. Yeah. Did you read much whilst you were away?
I did. Do you want to talk about a book we buddy read before I went away?
Well, first, I just wanted some titles from you.
Oh, okay.
Give me a teaser of what's been in your bag.
So before I went away, I was sent My Favourite Mistake by Marianne Keyes, which I'm so excited about because I thought it was going to arrive. I didn't think it was going to arrive in time because it had just like taken too long. And then the morning that I went away, it came in the post and I was like, hallelujah. And it is chunky. It's like,
I was about to say, isn't it a brick?
Yeah, it's a brick. It's like 800 pages. However, plot twist, they sent it with a free audio book as well. So I just downloaded it and listened to it on audio whilst I was away. And it was great for overnight bus journeys. Though it wasn't actually because I kept falling asleep and then having to like re-listen to the same chapters like time and again. But I read that. So Reco coming soon. I read Brother, Do You Love Me? Which I can't wait to talk about on the pod because I've just got so much to say about it. But I loved it. And I read You Are Here by David Nicholls, which I know you and I both saving up to talk about two. And I read one more book. Oh, I started another book, which is The Bee Sting by Paul someone or other. Oh,
yeah. Pandora Sykes just talked about that.
Oh, really? Mm. It's another chunky book. So it's going to take a little while for that one.
Sweet. Nice. Mm,
what about you?
I have been exploring World War One and World War Two, despite hating it. I've done a lot of that.
See, I now have a lot of FOMO that you're reading I can't pronounce it.
In Memoriam.
In Memoriam.
Here's the backstory to why I read it.
Okay, go on.
My mum, who doesn't really read much, doesn't have much time. She might read a book in the summer holidays.
Like, yeah.
Because she's a teacher, so then that's, she gets time off. And she kept sending me it. She was like, look, it's Waterstones Book of the Year. Look, someone at my school read this book and really liked it. And I was like, have you read it?
Yeah, I was about to say, did she read it?
She was like, no, but everyone says it's really good. So I was like, okay, well then I'm going to wait for it to come out in paperback. Like if it's not like this important that I read it straight away. And it wasn't long before it came out in paperback.
Right.
Then I did that without even knowing what it was about.
Okay.
And then it arrived and I was like, hey, let me read the blurb on this book that I've just spent money on. And was like, okay, so World War One, sick. Great. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, great. And this was soon after I've finally been trying to complete my Kristen Hannah backlist. And I actually listened to The Nightingale on audio whilst doing some DIY. And yeah, that's another war.
Oh God, okay.
And I was like,
you're in
okay.
The trenches now.
I was literally in the trenches and loved it. Loved both. So this is me. No, it's not, because I still don't listen sometimes. I think if I had listened to In Memoriam, I would have tuned off
really
about war. Whereas The Nightingale is set during the Second World War, but it's not fighting. So okay. I don't know. I can't like totally claim back, but I think I will now be more open to reading books set in wartime where like it's very much about rations or way of life or soldiers.
Right.
Or politics,
and
or
this
that
is
kind of
explicit
stuff.
To World War One and World War Two, not like The Women, where it's set in Afghanistan.
Well,
War, just war general.
Who knows? Who can say? I don't
really
know who I am anymore.
Depends,
so I'm just gonna have to take it book by book.
Book by book, yeah.
I'm not
until
gonna
you get up
start
to one where
making
you're
up
like,
my whole personality.
Are you actually?
No, I said I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, our
No.
page is about to change.
No, I can't be living in the past like that. Only for like specific good books.
Okay.
I'm not going to be so anti-Hispic now.
Okay, so are we saving your
holidays.
review for In Memoriam for another time on the
Oh
pod?
My god, maybe we should do a Hispic episode after saying how much we hate it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's
because
do it.
so many books now we've been like, actually really love this historical fiction that I just read. Okay, let's do that. I'll save it for then, and The Nightingale.
Okay. Have I spoken about Still Life? This is kind of chat that we should
You have.
Off pod.
You
Okay,
have done that.
We'll come back to
okay, so let's talk about a book
that
we are going
both
to talk
read.
About. Yeah. Okay. Which we read before you went away.
Yeah.
And there
So
was a
let's see if we
mini
can
review on the
remember.
grid, but because we knew we were going to dive into it deeper. So this is Darling Girls by Sally Hepworth. And I have got my physical book here so I can read you the blurb on the physical book. Which is a proof, to be fair. So it's not the finished book because it comes out in April. So I'm assuming it's 25th of April, end of this month. Okay. It's not just secrets buried at Wild Meadows. For as long as they can remember, Claudia, Margot, and Jackie have been told how lucky they are. Rescued from their own family tragedies, they were raised by a loving foster mother on an idyllic farm estate and given an elusive second chance for a happy family life. But the girls' childhood wasn't quite the fairy tale everyone thinks it was. And when a body is discovered under the home they grew up in, the three foster sisters find themselves thrust into the spotlight as key witnesses. It's time for them to return home as adults. The only question is, are they innocent victims or prime suspects for murder? So I started reading the book and then was like, hey, let me... No, actually, I did read the blurb first. But Lauren, you never read the blurb,
I
did you?
never
You just
read
started
the book.
reading it.
Yeah.
And the reason that's important to know is that here we have Claudia, Margot, and Jackie on the blurb. But in the book, they are called Jessica, Nora, and Alicia. And I was
That's
like,
so
what?
funny.
What happened to change their names? Like, who changed them? Did the author think, I don't like those names, I'm going to change them? Or did the publisher say, those names aren't working for me, we need some different ones?
Or
glad did Jessica it... made the cut.
Yeah. Or did, like, an intern have to, like, write a draft blurb and she was like, don't know what the characters are called, so I'm just going to put in, like, three placeholders. I really want to know.
Yeah.
Desperately.
Maybe we should just ask. I mean, obviously, like we said, this is a proof copy, so like things are still being edited, so sometimes when you read a proof, like some of the punctuation is off or whatever, so it's absolutely fine. I'm sure the finished book will have the correct blur, but it's just intriguing.
It's very intriguing. I was just what inspired the change, like what inspired Nora, you know?
Yeah. And also they made quite a big deal about like Nora without a T, and I was like, when was Nora with a T?
So I had this in my notes to speak to you about.
Oh my god, I figured it out.
What?
It's because it's Margot. She was supposed to be Margot, and Margot is often with a T. So I think they just did a find and replace.
Control all. Change Margot to Nora.
Okay, guys, one of you, at least one of you, needs to buy the finished copy, read it, and let us know if it says Nora without a T in the finished one, or if they thought, hang on a minute, that doesn't make sense for Nora. She used to be called Margot. Or...
Oh my god, I
maybe
can't,
in the hope. Finished copy, they are called Claudia, Margot, and Jackie, and we had old names.
That is also possible.
Someone,
okay.
Someone buy a finished copy when it comes out on the 25th of April, and please let us know.
I might even be going to Waterstones after this because I have an order to collect. So I
it's
might.
It's not the 25th of April, Lauren.
Fuck. Okay.
I mean, you can try.
Sometimes I. Okay, this has really helped though, because this whole book, it comes up multiple times as well.
Yeah.
With a T.
And I just thought, I'm dumb. Like, maybe this is an Australian thing that they spell Nora with
a
T.
Yeah.
But it
and
was
thank
Margot.
God it was like Margot without a T and not Margot with a T, because then if it was Nora with a T, Nora hat.
Yeah, were you trying? I was like, is it Tenora? Like, is it like Tsunami where there's a silent T at the beginning? Is it Norta? Like, where is this fit?
That's really funny. I didn't even think of that, the T that could be in any other place. I only just assumed it would be at the end.
I can't believe this has only occurred to me now whilst discussing it, that obviously it was because of the Margot on the back.
I would never have made that connection.
Anyway, I actually now enjoy this book so much more than I discovered. Not that I didn't enjoy it. So anyway, your thoughts, Lauren?
Loved it. Loved the three main characters. And I think I said this in the review, like I loved how it was so many genres.
Yeah.
Like it was suspense. It was comedy. There were moments where it's like a little bit psychological and dark. And for that reason, like it was just such a page turner. Like the plot wasn't huge amount to the plot, I would say.
No, when you look at it, it's actually just like flashbacks and then
a current case.
Yeah.
But the case doesn't really move forward. It's not like they get new information and this happens and this happens. It's just like, no, this case is open. They have a couple of conversations with the police and, you know, conversations in present day between the sisters. And then largely it's like look backs into their past. So, yeah, despite not a huge amount happening, I've still found it a real page turner.
Yeah, it's incredibly bleak. Because of their flashbacks, but I think that's kind of maybe like the point of it was about like scratching an old wound and having to revisit difficult parts that they're clearly all still dealing with in their own ways.
Yeah,
like one of them is a professional organizer who steals drugs from her client's house when she organizes the bathrooms. One of them keeps being arrested, and then and the one of them is a foster parent herself. So yeah, I think it was more about that exploration anyway. But
yeah,
Sally Hepworth is predominantly writes thrillers. So maybe this wasn't meant to be that thrillery, but because that's her thing, it comes across as a thriller.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I think the characters, despite the complications with their names, were, I found them really believable. And like the fact that they weren't biological sisters, like I kind of forgot that at points because their bond is so tight. But yeah, like I really liked how in the present day, like their characters' personalities were still quite similar. Obviously, they've grown up a lot, but they still, like, they're still identifiable on who they were as kids.
Yeah.
We meet them quite young.
Yeah, really young. Yeah. No, it was good. Bleak but good.
Bleak but good.
Mm. If you had to liken it to anything, you know, like when they, I mean, they have tried on the back, but let's ignore those. If you were going to sell this for fans of, what would you say? Because I was really trying to think of it and I don't know if I've got one.
Good question. Yeah, it's quite unusual because it's not a thriller and it's not a comedy and it's not modern fiction.
Yeah,
it's
actually,
all of the above.
So I've just started a reread of Malibu Rising by Audible. Not Audible, audio, sorry, cancel my Audible subscription, everybody, as I've been saying I would for ages, so well done to me. That's also what I got up to in March. And in a weird way, now that we're talking about this, it's kind of similar in that it's these siblings who, when they're younger, have to kind of fend for themselves and they make their own family without parental guidance. And the oldest one takes care of the younger ones. And yeah, I mean, they are completely different books, but it's reminiscent.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm trying to think. I know I've read a book where it's like three girls growing up together with like a not very nice parent, but I can't for the life of me think what
Garnet
it
Girls?
is. Yes. Because I saw that advertised on the tube this morning as well. The paper.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, really weird.
Okay. Same cover?
Yeah, same cover.
Oh. yeah, it's that. I mean, it's more dark than that, isn't it? But yes, yeah, and I guess it's also kind of like True Colors, Kristen Hannah, which I read last month. Three sisters, slightly tricky upbringing, but not as bleak as this. Yeah, okay, that was good. Good to chat about a buddy read. And as Lauren said, next week we are gonna get into You Are Here, David Nichols, which will be so nice to do after so recently discussing the One Day adaptation. So yeah. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, but you're listening to this one, maybe listen to that one in case we refer to it.
Yeah, because we're not going to go into it again.
No, absolutely not. No, there's however long an episode on it already.
Jess, should we try and do our outro?
Okay,
not
let's
do a
try.
Recorded one.
Let's try. Or we're just keeping it in one same clip. Okay,
yeah
let's do it.
I think that's going to be fun.
Okay, you start.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, like, subscribe, leave a rating and review. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us.
You left out the word genuinely. But let me not get mugged. My one's trickier. If you haven't already shared us with your reading buddy, then you should, because they might like to listen as well. And if you don't already also follow us on Instagram, you can do that at BookRecos. And subscribe to our newsletter on bookrecos.com for a monthly roundup of the shit we've been enjoying. Thanks for listening.
Good job. See you next week. We'll be here.